So I didn't know I would start with this one. It is Title IX, The Flight from Legal Justice. This is an issue that has become quite controversial and dominant on college campuses around the United States. Title IX is an amendment to the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and it is a very simple amendment that requires gender equality in educational institutions, something we all, I hope, would support. For most of its existence, Title IX required equality in sports teams, equality in funding in sports teams at universities and high schools. But in 2011, a Dear Colleague letter was written that expanded it directed it to be expanded more formally, such that sexual harassment and other forms of rape were considered to make educational schools and institutions unequal and needed to be addressed, or those schools would lose their funding. And there has been a very controversial and concerted effort to bring Title IX as a bureaucratic administrative process. Every college in the country must now have a team of Title IX coordinators. And the idea is that if you have been harassed or raped, you seek redress no longer in a court, not through public ideas of justice, but through a private administrative law idea run by the college or the university. We see this throughout the country and throughout the United States in different spheres of law. It's what I call a flight from law, from public law to administrative law. So in Guantanamo, we have military tribunals instead of public law. In corporations around the country, if workers have complaints, they are told that they cannot pursue those complaints in trial courts, but must give themselves up to arbitration, and they're denied a public jury trial. The jury trial is something that is in many ways core to American democracy. Alexis de Tocqueville said that the jury trial is one of the most efficacious means for the education of the people. It's where people learn to get together in public and make judgments about right and wrong. And increasingly, we are taking those judgments out of the public sphere and into the private. And Title IX is something I'm concerned about and worry about because it plays into that retreat of public justice. Just last night, on I didn't Wednesday, know I would start with this one.
Actually,
it
two
is Title IX,
ago,
The Flight from Legal Justice.
The United States premiere of the new film.
This is an issue that has become
Vita Activa,
quite controversial and dominant
the spirit
on
of Hannah Arendt,
campuses around the United
opened
States.
Opened at
it is
the film
Title
Forum.
IX is an amendment to the 1964
in
Civil
New York
Rights
City
Act.
The film
and
is by Ada
is
Uschitz,
a very simple amendment,
an Israeli
requires gender
director.
Equality in educational institutions.
She spent
we
a
all,
few
I hope,
weeks
support.
Here at Bard for most of
its
6 years
existence,
ago,
beginning
Title IX
the research on the film
required
and.
Equality
I was asked
teams,
to
equality
in
funding,
introduce
teams,
the film
and
high
participate in a discussion
but in
with her after
the
colleague letter was
the
written,
last two nights
that
at film
expanded
forum.
It to or directed it to be expanded more formally.
This was
that
sexual
fair,
harassment.
This was an anxiety producing moment for me
because there are parts
make,
of the film
that I like
educational,
but also parts
that I
find deeply problematic.
Unequal. And needed to be addressed, or those schools would lose their funding.
There are one of the attributes
and
of the film
there has been
is that she takes
Hannah
Arendt's words
and
very seriously
effort. To bring Title IX, as
and
a
in something that I think is quite rare
process, every college
for a documentary film today,
a team of Title IX coordinators
actually relies
on
her words
and the
themselves.
Idea is that if you have
so, for example, in the Broadway
raped
musical
Hamilton.
You seek redress
has become
no
a sensation
in a court
and is amazing,
not
by my friend
public
Lin-Manuel
ideas of justice,
but through
there's still something that bothers me,
which is that there's very few of Hamilton's actually
actual words
the university
in the musical.
Something
we see
that
this
I think
throughout
the country,
worthwhile
throughout the United States in
if
different
one thinks
spheres
that
of law.
It's what I call a flight
someone like Hamilton
from law,
is to be
from public law to
respected for
law.
What they've written.
So in
and
Guantanamo,
thought.
We have military
and so I give Otto Ushpitz credit for putting over 30 quotes of Hannah Arendt's
if
in her
have
film.
Complaints.
They
unfortunately,
are told that they
in every single quote,
pursue those complaints.
Otto Ushpitz
in trial
decides,
quotes,
but must
to edit, give themselves up to arbitration.
Cut
and they're denied a public
change
trial.
Words and make up
the
sentences.
Jury trial is something
for Hannah Arendt
that
and
is
does not acknowledge
in
it.
Many ways core to American
something
democracy.
Alexis
that
Tocqueville
said that the
if
jury
we
trial
care
is
about
one of the
factual record
for the education
and care about
people,
truth
and
it's
factual truth
is deeply problematic
to get together in public and make judgments about right and wrong. And increasingly we are taking those judgments out of the public sphere and into the private. And Title IX is something I'm concerned about and worry about because it plays into that retreat of public justice.
So, just last
so
night,
I'm working on a new book.
On
I
didn't
Wednesday.
Know I would start with this one.
Actually,
it
is the topic of my book,
Flight from Legal Justice,
the United States premiere of the new film,
Plurality.
This is an issue that has become
Vita
plurality
Activa
controversial.
Is one of
the
spirit
of Hannah Arendt
around the
ideas
at
it is
the film
in Hannah Arendt's
thinking about politics
to 1964
in New York City.
Act.
What is the
plurality,
film is by Otto.
It seems like
something we would
all
gender
equality
like
in. Educational institutions.
She spent,
we talk a lot today about diversity
for most of its 6 years ago.
And
beginning
Title IX
research on the film required.
And
Title
IX,
I was asked
racial diversity,
gender diversity,
film,
and religious diversity
in a discussion.
We talk a lot about
her
diversity
after the film,
colleague letter
was
the last
but diversity
at film
is not the same as plurality.
To or directed it to be expanded
so
more.
So diversity. This was
that,
actually is an idea. This was an
anxiety-producing
moment for me.
An ideology.
There are parts of the film
for a goal
that I like,
educational,
but
namely
also parts
that
I
find
deeply
we should
all
and need it to be addressed, or those
respect
schools would lose their funding.
There are
one
of the
attributes
and
not
the film
there has been
is that
and welcome
she takes Hannah Arendt's
words
into the public
sphere
and into the private sphere.
Bring
and in fact, people are to be valued
something that I think is quite
simply
rare
because they're
college
for
the
a documentary film today.
Team of Title IX coordinators
actually relies on her words.
Diversity thus
themselves.
Says we should all think the same.
If you have
so, for example,
that there's
in a Broadway,
raped,
nothing
music.
There's no
Hamilton.
Music. Truth.
There's
no
better.
In a court
there's simply
amazing, not
different
and
diverse.
But through
plurality,
there's still something that
Arendt understands.
That
there's very few of Hamilton's
actually
words. Is something
actual
quite different.
In
plurality
the
says that
we
see
that
this
throughout
the
country,
worthwhile
throughout the United States. In
if one thinks that
to be human,
it's what I call a
someone
is
like to
Hamilton
be different.
Was to be
is to have different opinions
for what they've written.
So in
and
Guantanamo,
and
we have
what makes
and so I give
humanity
Arendt's
credit
for putting
interesting
over 30
worthwhile
upon
our
country. If
in her
are
films,
those pluralities.
They
unfortunately,
in
every
and that politics
quote, those
is not a denial
Ushpitz
of plurality. Decides,
quotes, but must.
But nor is it
edit,
simply
give themselves up to
worshiping of plurality.
Cut
and they're
denied.
It's an attempt to change
words
deal
and
with
make
plurality.
Trial is
and in dealing with plurality,
that
finding
does not
those
in any ways
commonalities,
to
something
that
those.
Tocqueville.
Common
so
truths
care about
the
factual
that hold us together
and care about truth
amidst
and factual
truth and despite
is deeply
our pluralities
to get together in public
and so
and make
politics is
about right
wrong.
Finding the common
we are
that which
holds us together
out of the public sphere and into the private
that allows plurality.
And Title IX is something I'm concerned about and worry about because it plays into that retreat of public justice.
So just last night,
I'm working real on a new talk.
I didn't
Wednesday.
Know I would start with this one.
Actually, what is real talk?
From Legal Justice.
The United States premiere.
This is something
film,
I think we all must worry about and think about today.
Is one of the spirit of Hannah
real talk is also
ideas
the title
at, the film
Hannah Arendt of our upcoming conference at the Hannah Arendt Center.
What is the film
that I run?
Seems like something we would all
real talk. Difficult questions about
we
race,
talk a lot today
sex,
about
and religion
for most of
on campus,
and Title IX research on the film.
Why are these now such difficult questions?
Racial diversity, gender diversity.
There's two
religious diversity,
very different ideas.
We talk a lot about diversity,
about
the last
but diversity.
Nights,
how we should
not
talk
the same as plurality
on campus
to, or
that are
to be
so diversity
normal.
Really opposed today.
That, actually is an idea
and are tearing apart
even call it for me
an ideology
liberal parts of the
university
like
communities
but
namely
that
one idea is that
we should
college
and need it to be addressed or those
respect
schools lose their fun.
There should be a respectful safe place
is that
and welcome
takes
a welcoming place for
and into the private
different opinions
and in fact
and difficult opinions,
something that I think is quite rare.
And the other is that college should be a safe space,
actually relies on
a welcoming space.
Diversity thus
says we should all think the same,
and thus,
so for example,
that there's
Broadway,
may
have to exclude
no
Hamilton, difficult,
truth, just
there's
no
better, controversial opinions.
There's simply amazing.
Not different
and
diverse. At a time when our world is
morality,
increasingly committed to diversity,
Hamilton's actually
but diversity as an insistence that we all
that
are the same and think the same
States,
in welcoming
if one thinks that
to be humans and all
is
to
like
be different.
Is to
have different opinions,
for what they've written,
actually
so
bringing in
what makes
so I give
humanity
contrary
for putting and interesting
minority
and,
dissenting opinions, uncomfortable
are those
opinions,
pluralities
is thought to,
and that politics
oppose diversity
is not a denial of plurality.
Decides and so,
must,
but nor is it increasingly college
worship
campuses are. It's an attempt to change within
deal
a question of whether we can
and in dealing with
be welcoming,
finding
those
too
difficult
commonalities
and controversial
those
questions.
Common
indeed,
about
Title IX
that hold us together,
which I spoke about
earlier,
and despite in many campuses actually makes
and so
politics a violation of policy,
finding
to create a hostile environment,
that which
and a hostile environment can be
private.
An environment
plurality,
in which words and opinions
are
about, thought to be controversial
because it
and make people feel unsafe.
Of public justice.
How do we talk and have real talk in such an environment? Torture
is
wrong.
I'm
real talk.
I didn't know I would start with this one.
Actually,
what
is how do we make such a judgment?
The United States premiere.
This is something
film,
I think we all must after 9/11
today,
at the beginning of what is called
real talk
war
is also
on terror. The title.
The, film
the New York Times refused to use the word torture
what is the film
that I run when describing the interrogation tactics,
difficult questions
about race
talk
of the military
and
secret service on campus.
And
Title
IX research on the film.
Because
why are these
now the argument was made that certain of these tactics were not
torture.
The New York Times said we shouldn't
about
be in the position
judging
how we should talk
the same as
on campus. How do we make such judgments?
So diversity
really should we make such judgments?
Actually is an idea.
To make such judgments, are we
for me
an imposing our view,
diversity,
our truth,
namely
one
on
other
that
views, other opinions?
Needed to be addressed or respect
should be a respectful when Hannah Arendt in her book Eichmann in Jerusalem
a welcoming place for
judged different not only the Nazis but Jewish leaders
and the other is that
participated
should be a safe
in
space,
the activities
a welcoming
of
diversity, thus
the Holocaust
says we should all think the same.
And thus
so for example, that there's
a
Broadway
a fact which is not deniable
difficult
truth, but
no
is uncomfortable
is simply amazing
not different. She did not
at a
equate
time when
what the Jewish leaders
morality,
did increasingly with the crimes of the Nazis
to diversity
on the contrary but
she
said they were different
as an insistence
but
that we all
she judged them
the same,
to have acted the same
in
wrongly
if one thinks that
to be
human
and she was
and all
is
like
to
Hamilton
be different
was,
severely
to have different
criticized
actually
bringing for such
in
judgments.
What makes
so
I give
you management
contrary
for
putting
and
interest
today,
minority
and after the financial crisis of 2008, uncomfortable
are those
Wall Street is thought to financiers who lost themselves and their investors
and, so,
and the taxpayers,
but nor is it
increasingly billions of dollars
campuses
are rehired on boards,
question
given
whether
new hedge funds,
dealing with
new money management,
to
difficult. Should we judge these people?
Questions?
Should we hold their Title
IX
past acts against I spoke
about
earlier?
And despite
in many I worry that we have a fear
actually
of judgments in our
and
time,
so politics
a violation
of
while we're easily criticized,
to create a hostile environment,
we fear to hold people responsible
environment
for what they've done.
An environment
in which words and opinions, and
so
I worry
to be controversial,
that we need
and make people feel
somehow
unsafe,
to retain the power
talk,
and the confidence
and talk
to judge
in such an environment.
Is Donald Trump a racist?
Is
wrong.
I'm
real talk.
I didn't
Wednesday.
Know I would start with this. Actually,
what
is
how do we make
talk?
Such a judgment?
It is
one of the judgments.
This is something
that
morality.
I think today we hear
after
9/11 screamed at us, beginning on Facebook,
real talk
Twitter,
also
on terror and the interweb.
The
New York Times refused to use the word. But what does it mean to say that Donald Trump
when
is a racist?
The interrogation
talk,
tactics,
difficult questions
about
race, racism
sex,
of the military,
religion,
if we to are to understand that word, is an ism
because
why are these
now
is an ideology
made that
certain of these
so
tactics. It is a claim that one idea, race,
the
New York
Times
case,
said
we shouldn't
about
be in the position,
but
should and does
talk,
answer
on campus.
How do we make
such
judgments, important,
really
essential questions,
such judgments,
and that if we to make such
judgments,
follow
are we
the thread of race,
our
view, we can
our
truth solve
one
the world's problems by eradicating
views,
a certain race,
respect.
Or
should be a respectful
when Hannah Arendt achieved
her
great
book,
things by elevating in Jerusalem
a
certain race,
a welcoming place
for
judged
in that sense not only
the
Nazis, it is quite difficult
Jewish
to imagine
and
that Donald Trump is a racist
that
participated
should be a safe
in
space,
and there is
the
a question
of,
diversity,
thus
the Holocaust, of whether of what he is a fact
which
is
not
and that's a messy question but that's what we call the messiness of reality.
Different.
She did not trying to actually understand someone who seems to be more left-wing than Bernie Sanders
but they were different
on labor issues.
But she judged them
the
same
to a strong nationalist.
To be human,
and she was but someone who
different.
Wrote a book called The Art of the Deal
criticized.
And whose
actually bringing
for such
in
judgments.
What makes
overriding concern seems to be simply
today,
to make good deals
after the financial crisis
to win.
Of 2008
those what
Wall
do we call such a person
to
financier who lost
diversity.
We might call him a nationalist
and, so
and a socialist
but nor is it
increasingly
billions
but that doesn't make him a national
are rehired
socialist
on
boards
question
given
whether
new hedge funds. So how are we
to
understand someone like Donald Trump?
Out,
should we judge who is inspired
there the most vulnerable past acts against
working class citizens of the United States, many of them.
I worry that we have a fear
and given
of
them in our a sense that finally someone is easily criticized,
to create a hostile environment.
I think it's a hard question, but it will not be answered by calling him
words and
names.
And I worry to be controversial
that we need
and make people feel
somehow
unsafe.
To retain the power and the confidence
and talk
to judge
in such an environment.
Is Donald Trump a racist?
Is
racism the same as prejudice?
What is
how do we make such a judgment?
It is
if
one
racism
of the judgments
is an ideology
that I think today
we hear,
namely
9/11,
an idea
us, on
Facebook
that
called,
is held to be true,
and the interweb.
What is prejudice?
Refused to use the
but
word
a prejudice means
to
say that Donald Trump
when
is a racist is not a racist,
the
a racism,
tactics,
but a prejudgment.
Racism of the military,
if we to are to understand
and
that
all
word,
human beings
is an ism
because
make pre
is an ideology
to judgments.
Certain of these tactics,
it is you can't have one idea,
meet another
race,
human being,
or open a book
we shouldn't about be in the position
without prejudgments about that human
campus.
Being.
How do we make
or that
such
book
judgments?
Important,
really
essential questions.
Such
a prejudgment is simply an opinion,
follow
a prejudice. But it's one that is unanalyzed, uncriticized,
one world's problems
by eradicating it's one that
a certain race
respect
or
goes deep into our marrow and our bones,
achieves great things by
and we've come to accept truthfully
judge
in uncritical
in
way.
Not only the Nazis,
it is quite difficult to imagine
and
that Donald Trump is a racist.
Participated
racism,
in
and there is a question,
is dangerous
of whether
and evil.
Of what he
and
is. The two great racisms, and that's a messy
question,
of the modern
but
that's
what
age,
we call the messiness of reality
of the 20th century.
She did not
trying to actually understand
anti-Semitism,
who seems
to be
anti-black
racism than Bernie Sanders,
at least in this country,
on labor issues.
But
can be
add,
we can add to them
to a
strong anti-Islamic
racism,
to be human.
She was,
and
but
others.
Someone who wrote a book
so
called The Art of the Deal,
criticized.
And whose question is overriding concerns
when we accuse people
of being
racist,
when we speak of racism, aren't we often talking about prejudice, opinions that are not about, call him, a nationalist
and
a supremacy or inferiority,
but that doesn't make him
but are about uncritical prejudices.
Given new
those prejudices.
So how are we
to understand someone like Donald Trump need to be criticized,
who is
and analyzed,
the most vulnerable past acts
against working class.
We need to understand that
while prejudices are human
that we have a
and given
them
also
in
a sense that finally
part of humanity
is
easily
to come,
a hostile
we
fear
I think
it's
a challenge
question,
and
but it will not be
think through
by
and see through our prejudices.
And I worry
and yet
we need
calling people racist
somehow,
if anything, only
the power
talk,
and the confidence
further entrenches prejudice. It doesn't help eliminate it. What is responsible government?
Is Donald Trump a racist?
Is racism the same as prejudice?
What is
how do we make such a judgment?
It is
if
one
racism
of the judgments
is an ideology
that
I think
today
we hear responsible government makes room
on Facebook
that is held to be
for freedom
and the interweb.
What is
prejudice for plurality?
To use the
but
word
a prejudice
mean to say
for different
Donald
ways of
Trump
life
is
not a racist,
a
racism.
Tactics. And responsible government
judgment
racism is free government
if we are to understand
and
that
all only beings
when
because
makes
it is self-government
judgment.
Certain of these tactics,
it is
you can't
that one idea
meet another.
Hannah Arendt spoke of
a book,
the new American experience of
free
judgments about
answer,
that human which
being,
came out of
or that
self-government in town halls and local.
A free judgment is simply
government.
An opinion, follow
a prejudice.
And
but it's one that is
helped create the American
uncriticized
idea of Republican federal democracy.
Or
goes thus for her at the heart
of responsible government.
And we've come to accept
was the federalism, the federal principle of divided power.
That Donald Trump is a racist.
Federalism today
racism
and has become an idea associated with conservatism.
What he is.
The two great racisms
fact,
for Hannah Arendt
of
the modern federalism was essential
of the
20th liberal freedom.
Trying to actually understand
anti-federalism meant that if the federal government became too powerful,
at least in this country,
on labor, the states can
would
be
oppose
and add to them.
And
if the states
racism,
sought to deny freedom,
but someone who
other states
wrote a book,
and the federal government
the deal,
and who would oppose them.
Overriding concern
when Hannah Arendt, the greatest threat to freedom
of
racism, and thus the greatest way to tyranny,
opinion,
was to have a government
not about
in which one single institution
and
supremacy could achieve
inferiority,
but that doesn't make him
but are about
uncritical
sovereignty,
prejudices.
Given
sovereignty,
those prejudices,
so the idea that one institution
like
need to be,
Trump,
or one rule
who is
can impose
an
one idea
the most
on a people,
against working class.
We need to understand
without limitation,
while prejudices are human,
is for her,
and given
it is also
in a
sense
the same as part of
humanity.
So easily
to come.
What she loved about the American Constitution
was
its federalist
thinking
through and see through our prejudices.
And I worry
something today
and
we are in danger,
calling people racist
very,
somehow,
very much
anything,
in danger
only
power and
the
of losing.
Further entrenches prejudice. It doesn't help.
In the name of diversity. What is responsible government?
Is Donald Trump a racist?
Is racism the same as prejudice?
These questions I've been asking today,
it is
if racism
judgments
is an ideology,
that
are all questions
we hear
responsible government makes room
that
arise
held to be
for freedom.
And
from my thinking about
for plurality,
our political
means to say
for different
Donald
ways of
Trump
life,
an ethical
racist
world,
is not a racist,
a racism,
tactics,
and
a
responsible
inspired by
racism
is
the
thinking of
Hannah
Arendt,
if we too are to understand
and
that
all
only
beings
when
because
makes
it is
self-government
judgment.
What Hannah Arendt means
is
not to me.
Hannah
Arendt
means
to me
of
a book.
Is not
the
one
new
particular
American experience
of
free
judgments
about
the
idea which came out of
were
self-government
important.
In town halls.
People talk about natality.
Free judgment is simply
people
opinion.
Talk about plurality.
Prejudice.
And
but it's one that is
helped create
action.
The American
uncriticized
idea of Republican federal.
These are all core ideas
in
Hannah
Arendt's
for her
at the
political
heart
of responsible
thinking.
Thinking.
We've come to accept
was the federal
what I understand
Hannah Arendt's
federal principle
to have thoughts
of divided
most about was thinking
federalism.
Today,
how
racism, thinking has become
an
idea
associated
thinking
with conservatism
and
does,
destroys prejudice. For Hannah Arendt,
thinking
of the modern,
stops us
federalism
from acting
the
was
essential
when
we act
the 20th
liberal
unthinkingly.
Federalism meant
thinking
that if the federal government became too powerful,
means we act as a gadfly.
We arouse,
can
we provoke
to them
to
And if
the state
thinking means we act as a midwife,
sought to deny freedom,
but someone who
other states
we purge
the federal government
prejudices and free
would
a passage to new births.
When Hannah Arendt, the greatest
thinking to freedom means we act as a stingray, we electrocute,
the greatest
paralyze, and stop
to have
people
a government not about
who are carried away,
institution and supremacy.
Could carried away
but that
by
what are about
sovereignty,
prejudice,
popular opinion,
sovereignty.
Those prejudices,
the idea that
thinking means we understand that politics is not about truth.
One idea.
It is about opinion.
We need
and yet we also have the courage
is for her
to make judgments that we know are not true,
same as part
and yet we insist are true.
What she loved about the American Constitution was its federalists through
thinking
through our prejudices.
There are no dangerous thoughts.
Calling people racist somehow.
Thinking itself is dangerous
of losing. Further entrenches prejudice. It doesn't help.
In the name of diversity.
What is responsible government?
Is Donald Trump a racist?
Is
turning and turning in the widening
these
gyre.
These questions I've been asking today.
The falcon cannot hear the falconer.
Is an ideology. That
are all questions fall apart?
Responsible government,
the center
that arise
cannot hold
for freedom. From my
these words,
thinking
of W.B. Yeats,
plurality, are political
from his poem "The Second Coming,"
of life,
an
ethical world. Not a
are words I think
and
about
inspired by
nearly every
the
day.
Of Hannah Arendt. If we two are to understand and all
only
being
I first memorized this poem
it is
when I was dating my wife.
What Hannah Arendt means,
it's one we share
to me
regularly.
Hannah Arendt means to me of a book. Is not one particular
and the stanza that
which
strikes me over and over again
in town hall,
is that
talk about natality,
the best lack of all conviction, while the worst are filled with passionate action intensity.
Idea of Republican
for someone who, like myself,
ideas
writes about politics,
political, of responsible
thinking, one sees over and again how those who are most sure of themselves,
to have thoughts of divided
most about, who yell the loudest,
federalism.
Today,
how thinking has become
who insist that others are wrong
thinking,
and that they know the truth
destroys prejudice.
Those filled with passionate intensity
thinking the modern
stops us
federalism
from
acting
are rarely the ones
acts
liberal,
unthinkingly
who have any idea
thinking
of what a center is
became too powerful.
That
we act
hold
as a gadfly.
We arouse and yet those
and if the state
thinking means we act
open
as a midwife
sought to, deny
to others,
but someone who
willing
other
we purge
and the federal government
to live amongst plurality,
would
passage willing to compromise births.
When Hannah Arendt, the greatest
thinking
to freedom,
means we act
those
as a stingray,
who
would like
we elect
to make
the
world work
and stop
to have
people
a government
they lack all
who
conviction.
Are carried away
institution and supremacy.
Could carried away
but that
by they lack all conviction.
Sovereignty.
They worry
popular opinion
sovereignty. That their judgments
the that
thinking means we
are
understand that
prejudice.
Politics is not about
and
which they are.
Idea.
They worry that their judgments are partial,
and yet we also
have the courage, racist,
to make
sexist,
judgments that we know are not true,
normative,
and yet we insist.
Which they are.
She loved about the American Constitution
thinking
its federal
the point is not that they should
thinking
simply
there are no dangerous thoughts
embrace their normative racist sexist
thinking itself
judgments
dangerous of losing further entrenches
but they must have some courage to make judgments
diversity
and that takes conviction.